If you would, please turn with me again to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Starting at the very first verse, it reads, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye were called. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But for this time, in this space, I want you to focus your views, your thoughts, your consciousness on the very first two verses. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness." Some Bibles may read, with all humility and meekness, with long suffering. Your Bible may read, with patience, forbearing one another in love. I would like for you to think with me on this subject: bearing the burden of love. Bearing the burden of love. Oh, Miss Givens, whether or not you want to admit it or not, there is a burden all Christians must bear.
Amen.
Brother Benny, there is a heavy load all Christians must shoulder as they walk worthy in their calling to fulfill. Junior, there is a cross every Christian who says they are a child of God must carry. Whether you realize it or not, we become a prisoner to it. Trapped by the hold it has on us. It has the ability to blind us, the ability to make us look like fools, and it has the ability to make you suffer even when you have done nothing wrong.
Amen.
Its power reaches higher than the highest mountain, and its roots runs deeper than the lowest valley. We can be infatuated by it, and we can hate it all at the same time. I'm simply talking about bearing the burden of love.
Amen.
Bearing with one another in love is crucial because true and perfect love can't exist without it. It does not matter whether you look at how you need to bear with people in your personal life, in your communal life, or on a global scale. It is essential to maintaining a love-centered life. True and perfect love, however, is dependent upon our ability to bear with one another in ways both great and small. It means curbing your anger and opting for open communication rather than a fight. It means sacrificing for the people you love, even when you're giving up something major only to receive nothing in return. It means knowing, understanding, and accepting, Chris, that your loved ones, your friends, and acquaintances are going to fail you. They are not always going to get it right. But watch this. Neither are you. There is a notion in the text which suggests that love involves a fair amount of bearing. Now that is hard for some folks to even hear or grasp. Even harder for some other folks to practice sometimes. But in our text, we find Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, offering practical instructions for Christian behavior. In the previous chapters, verses chapter 1 through 3, Paul's explained the meaning and intent of God's love shown in Jesus Christ, who overcame the estrangements of this world. But in chapter 4, Paul makes a shift and suggests that the same love, God's love, that was shown in Jesus Christ must now be practiced and manifested in us to maintain Christian unity. In other words, beloved, we must shoulder the burden of God's love one for another, just as God did for us by way of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And there's no exception to the rule. If Jesus did it, we also have to do it. If Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do, you best believe there's some prayers that you're going to have to pray to say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If Jesus did it, we also have to do it.
Amen.
Well, to bear the burden of love, you must have three essential things on your side. You need to have humility. You need to have gentleness. And you sure enough need to have patience.
Amen.
Let me say it again. You need to have humility. You need to have gentleness. And you sure enough need to have patience. I ain't lying. It's right there in the text. Y'all read it. One through Ephesians 4, 1 through 2. You got to have humility.
Amen.
You got to have gentleness. And you got to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
Humility, beloved, is a skill set that every person ought to have in their Christian tool chest. Someone who has humility is not proud and does not believe they are better than other folks, because we all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. I only know one person who walked among us, and his name was Jesus, who did not sin but took upon the sins of the world that we might be saved. All have sinned.
Amen.
And fell short of the glory of God. God thought it not robbery to clothe himself in human flesh, to suffer death on the cross, to save a wretch just like you and me.
Amen.
That took an enormous amount of humility. Some folks walk around like they stuff don't stink. I'm in the church, so I can't say what I want to say. But some folks walk around like they stuff don't stink. They have no humility whatsoever. They look down on folks and cast judgment on people, knowing that they don't have a heaven or a hell to cast nobody in. Y'all know them kind of folks. Y'all know the ones you can't tell nothing, no matter how hard you try. People who have no humility do not realize they are literally one sin away, one paycheck away, one drink away, one late bill away, one bad relationship away, one bad sexual experience away, one pink slip away from being just like the people they turning their nose up at.
Amen.
Somewhere I read, for God so loved the world,
amen,
that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. See, Chris, what keeps me humble is the fact that I'm caught up in the whosoever. That keeps me from making judgment my first area of protocol.
All right.
Because I too am caught up in the whosoever.
Okay.
That keeps me humble.
That's right. Man.
Because if it had not been for this, where would I be?
Amen.
Knowing that I was, I am, and I shall be in the number of the whosoever keeps, it keeps me humble.
Amen.
Operating in a spirit of humility does not make you a pushover.
All right.
What it does is make you focus on something that is much greater than you are, and that's God's love.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Operating in a spirit of humility don't make you a pushover.
Amen.
What it does is make you focus,
okay,
on something greater, mm-hmm, than yourself, which is God's love.
Amen.
When bearing with one another in love, if you focus on people and their action, you will lose perspective every time. Mm-hmm. Preach, preacher. When you focus on people. Oh, it didn't happen to all of us in here. And their actions, you lose perspective. Every time. But if you stay humble and focus on God's love towards you when you were sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shores, very deeply staying within, sinking to rise no more, but the master. See, the but is a conjunction on where you was and what God did. But the master from the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters, the writer says, lifted me. Now safe am I. Humility calls you to say it was love that lifted me. When nothing else, when nobody else, when my network and my contact, my contacts was nowhere around, my girlfriend or my boyfriend didn't answer the phone, and when nothing else can do, love.
Breathe.
Lifted.
Yes.
Me. On our Christian journey, we will run into some folks who are looking to see, are you humble enough to walk with them where they are? Because they are looking for the same love that lifted you to lift them.
Yes.
Oh, but not only must you be humble and you should operate in a spirit of humility, but you must also have a little gentleness.
Yes.
Help me, Lord. Mm-hmm. Secondly, not only should you have humility, but in your Christian walk, beloved, you and when you're walking worthy of the call to which you were called, you must have a little gentleness in your Christian tool chest to properly bear the burden of love.
Yes.
To have gentleness is to have sensitivity of disposition and kindness of behavior. Let me say that again. To have gentleness is to have a sensitivity of disposition and kindness of Christian behavior founded on strength and prompted up by love.
Yes.
Every situation does not require you, James, to be rough and tough. A little gentleness sprinkled with God's love has the power to transform lives.
Yes.
There are too many folks out here who have been battered and abused by life's ups and downs, trials and tribulation, by the uncertainties of life. Battered to the point that their heart have become hard and in some cases wax cold. But God's love is gentle to the point that only one touch can soften the hardest heart in this world. Paul knew that gentleness coupled with love reaches far beyond the hardest surface, far beyond the hardest ideology, far beyond the hardest wayward thought. Hence, if we are going to be change agents in the world, walking worthy of our calling, then gentleness has its place in our vocation.
Amen.
There are some people who are just as mean. As they want to be. But if you remain humble and gentle in your dealing with them, eventually they begin to treat you differently over time based on your behavior towards them. Now, they may be mean to somebody else.
Preach.
But they would act a little bit more just kinder and gentle towards you because this is the characteristics and the disposition that you are displaying continuously towards them.
Yes, preach.
We must remain consistent with being change agents. We must remain consistent with bearing with one another in love. And we must remain consistent with walking worthy of the calling to which we have been called. But without gentleness, our consistency will be in vain.
Breathe.
Well, God's gentleness is wrapped up in two words, and it's called grace and mercy. Oh, David said, grace and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Is there anybody here that has experienced the gentleness of God's touch in their lives today? Is there anybody here who knows that if God didn't operate with gentleness in our lives, where would we be? Is there anybody here that can testify that if it had not been for God's mercy and God's grace in my life, I don't know where I would be. I should have been dead and gone, but God's gentleness, his mercy, and his grace saved me. What keeps us gentle and operating in the spirit of gentleness is knowing that this was given to us freely, even when we did not deserve it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's true.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Now it's our turn to give it to someone else freely.
Yes.
So that our Father in heaven might be glorified in us and through us. I'm talking about bearing
yes.
the burden
yes.
of love.
Amen.
Amen.
Love is a burden sometimes. Especially when you have to love folks who don't even want to love you.
Amen. Breathe. Breathe.
Love is a burden sometimes when you got to be gentle to folks when folks don't want to be gentle to you back.
Breathe. Breathe.
But Jesus did it.
Yes,
he did.
And we also must do it.
Amen.
Finally, beloved brothers and sisters, Paul urges us not only to have humility and gentleness, but he also urges us to have a little patience.
Yes, yes.
Oh, how we need more patience.
Yes.
You can't have humility and gentleness without patience.
Breathe. Breathe.
It doesn't work. It all works together. You got, if you're gonna have humility and you're gonna have gentleness, you got to have a little.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Patience with folks. Mm-hmm. Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry, upset, or even mad.
Yes.
Amen. Help me, Lord Jesus.
Breathe.
Patience is the capacity, beloved, to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry, upset, or mad. Bearing with one another in love becomes extremely difficult if you don't have patience to deal with the stuff that has the capacity to make you angry, upset, and mad. Paul knew and understood that as a prisoner in the Lord, these three components, humility, gentleness, and patience, has the ability to help any Christian bear the burden of love and walk the Christian way. We must elude a great deal of patience for those who would otherwise had not seen God's love any other way but through us.
All right.
Yes.
Bearing the burden of love is not about you, and it's not about me, but it's about the Lord.
Yes. Breathe.
It's about God so that God can get the glory.
Yes.
Patience allows you to remove self out the way and let God in to do the work. There are folks out here who would never pick up a Bible and read it. There are folks out here that would never come to church or become a good church member and a good church goer because of how we act sometimes. Because of church hurt, because church hurt is real.
Amen.
That is not a fictitious thing. It is real. Church hurt. People don't come to church because of bad church hurt experience.
Amen.
Amen.
There are folks who are looking to see a sermon live.
Preach. Preach, preacher.
And not a sermon preach.
Amen.
They are looking to see if you are operating in the spirit of humility, gentleness, and patience.
Yes.
They are wanting to know if you have enough love in you to bear with them through their imperfections, or will you just look at them and judge them like everybody else?
Yes.
It is our sole duty and Christian responsibility to bear with one another in love, just as Christ bared with us.
Amen.
There's a story about John the Baptist, and I'm about to sit down. John the Baptist was in prison just like Paul.
Yes.
And he beckoned for his disciples to come, and he said, "Go and find Jesus and ask him, are you the one?
Amen.
Or should I look for another?" And I want to ask you a few questions similar to what John proposed to his disciples to go and ask Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one?
No.
Or should I look for another?
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Are you the one?
Mm-hmm.
Who is going to bear the burden of love with me and with others?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Or should I look for another? Are you the one who will operate in a spirit of humility and gentleness and patience while walking worthy of the calling to which you have been called? Or should I look?
Breathe, breathe, breathe.
For another.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the one who will make every effort to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace? Or should I look? Or should I look for another? Bearing the burden of love. If you would, stand to your feet and give the Lord a hand. Clap of praise all over the building.